Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older. Hello, everybody, and welcome on into this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. It is here, the big game. I'm only saying that because I'm not sure if we're technically allowed to say Super Bowl because it is trademarked and I don't want us to get sued. But hello, everybody. Welcome on in to this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. I am Megan Gale. Oh, God. I am Megan Connolly. Joined, as always, by Megan Gailey. This is going to be a controversial episode, Megan. Starting off, because I don't even know my own name.
I was like, wait, I think Megan Gailey's me. I am very open to saying Super Bowl. Come for me.
Okay.
Sue me. I don't care. I know some litigators now, and I'm ready to go.
I did a video for WWE that will probably go out, and they said that I had to pick the winner of the big game, and I said, can I say Super Bowl? And I had to do it like three times because I kept saying Super Bowl on accident.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's Super Bowl week. Eddie is gonna be popping in. He is live on, well, I guess live is not really like how podcasts go.
No, he's live at Radio Row.
He's on location. He's on location. I'm so thrilled he's there and so thrilled I am not, because I just got home. I was in Chicago. It was 5 degrees when I landed. I had to rent a winter coat.
Rent coats?
Yeah, you can rent whatever you want. I was with 12 sorority sisters at a lake house in Indiana. Ate so much. Thrilled to be back in LA. Oh boy.
That would be a good business idea. I know we always come up with them. Like renting it at the airport. Like right at O'Hare when you land here, rent your coat, return it on your way back in. You could do the rent the runway option. I also was going to point out I have so many names that I like literally didn't even know that my own last name was Connolly and I called myself Gailey. If someone called me Megan Gailey, I would reply.
Yeah. No. People can call me CJ. Like Peg, my dad called me Peggy. My dad called me Ryan and Michael my whole life. Called me the dog's name. At one point, our dog's nickname was Mr. Dookie because he pooped everywhere. And my dad just started calling me Mrs. Dookie. And I was not because I pooped. It was just like, that's fine.
Well, we do know that you have a history of pooping your
pants. I know, but I've been asked to stop talking about that. Okay. Your last name brings up an interesting point. We got to go right into our morons and mentions
because
we have so much fun stuff to get to. My moron this week, I was going to say it was the person who asked if Nick Sirianni would let his daughter, who she wouldn't date, on the Eagles. I think that's very strange. But I have to go with Ja Morant, and I'm really sorry. And I'm not even going to be like, you're from the suburbs. Don't act like that. I'm also from the suburbs. I am a white woman. I'm not here to tell black men how to act. I just, and I do think some of the coverage is racist. You know, I've got to get that in. Mm-hmm. I do think when it starts to be a bit of a distraction and starts to affect the team, which I do think it is because they're being asked about it. The head coach is asked about it. You got to circle the wagons. You got to circle your crew and go, you know what? Let's lay low for a little bit. Because now he's having brothers banned.
Yep.
There was this altercation with the Pacers. He's saying it was nothing. They say that they felt like they were in grave danger. You know, I got to take the Pacers side on that. So I'm not even saying he did anything wrong, but we're veering into Jackson Mahomes territory where it's like, if this is now affecting the product on the court, we gotta nip it in the bud.
This is hard for me because after I named myself after him, you just cross your fingers and pray that, you know, he won't do anything bad. I woke up to a couple texts this morning, like, I'm really starting to hate your guy. I'm really starting to not like Ja Morant. And I didn't even know it happened, which is probably a good sign because it means that my name hasn't been damaged that much yet. I'm just thinking about me. But anyways, yeah, this is tough. And to your point about the coverage being maybe potentially a little racist, we don't have to dive into that too far. I've had like 5 people text me being like, yeah, Ja pulled a gun on somebody. Ja did this. And then I had to Google it.
He
didn't do any of that. So it is just a little outlandish. But I agree with you in sticking with the Memphis Grizzlies.
We love him. We're pro Ja. We're just like, come on, baby. Can we just reel it in a little bit?
Just one little bit. My moron of the week is Dylan Brooks. This Memphis team, they are gritty. Oh, my God. Are they becoming like the Pistons of the 90s? And listen, everybody, we're going to get to football. I promise you, we're going to get to it. But we have to start with these morons and mentions of the week. Dylan Brooks. I mean, he punched Donovan Mitchell in the balls.
Ow.
And then we had a whole brawl during this game. This Memphis team, they want to fight. They are looking to fight. Dylan Brooks, that's a low
blow. And people
want
to fight them. People want, it's like, they haven't won anything and they're already the heels, to use your terminology. Okay. The thing is, we had to pick morons from outside of football because I think the NFL has been really fun and I liked everyone's hat and all the things that were happening at the Pro Bowl to some extent. Now, Eddie, can you hear us? Eddie, we love you. We miss you. Do you have a moron?
I do. I do have a moron. Okay. The moron of the week. So, yeah, you said we're here, Media Row, last night, Radio Row today. I'm behind our Omaha Caesars sportsbook setup here. So, at the time of this recording,
hi,
we're
Peyton.
Doing this
hi,
about noon, 5 to noon mountain time. So, last night, myself, Mike and Meatballs, and Dave, and a lovely camera crew, audio crew, went out to media night where you talk to the Eagles players and Eagles coaches, Chiefs players, Chiefs coaches. And I have to say, the moron, though, is a couple of our clips went viral. This is our doing. This is our you know, we recorded this. Our video should be coming out later today on Tuesday. And people just whipped out their iPhones, recorded us with our content, our planned stuff. And they just, you know, they just took it as their own. And unfortunately, they all get the morons and they're posting stuff like, you know, whoever asked this question, they should lose their credentials. They should be fired, wasting people's time. And it's like, you're clearly missing the joke. The joke is going way above your head. You're not in on the bit. So we did a great job.
I hope everyone does. A funnier bit. Like, we should get Dave's credential revoked.
Yeah.
Like, just go a step farther. Let's do it. I think it'd be fun.
So, once again, I just, like SportsCenter and Fox Sports and even just local beat reporters for teams is just stealing our stuff. They get the more and to give to the mensch for all those players and coaches that we talked to for giving us these great responses. Well done on them. Well done by Dave. Dave also gets the mensch. And like I said, our camera crew, heck of a night. And like I said, the video's coming out shortly, a lot of fun. But please, for those who tweeted and giving Dave credit, please, this is my PSA. Please watch and give us the credit now and get us the clicks because we put in that work, not just the people who took out their iPhones and mocked us. So that's my little rant there.
Okay, Eddie, before you leave, can you tell us like a player, maybe one from the Eagles, one from the Chiefs that just seemed like a nice, fun time to talk to?
Absolutely. I will say Juju right off the bat was Juju seemed like the guy that just he wanted to be there. He wanted to do these interviews. He wanted to interact with fans and reporters. He was great. Travis Kelce, obviously, and his brother Jason, they were both great dudes.
You've come around.
Wow, Eddie.
They were cool to talk to. I mean, Travis enjoys the moment as well. Mm-hmm. I have to say, also, Mahomes had a great interaction with Dave too, which we'll see in a video. A little tease there. Really nice guy. And outside of that, a lot of the Eagles players, outside of like Gardner Minshew and Jason Kelce, like I said, they seemed a little tight. And I was talking to Jeff Schwartz about this, and I was like, you know, if we're basing this game on who's tight and who's loose, it's in favor of the Chiefs right now. Chiefs were loose. Chiefs were having fun. The Eagles really wound tightly. So that was definitely our takeaway from doing media night.
Okay, great insight. We're going to put a little pin in that to when we get to our predictions, but thank you for that on-the-ground coverage. In this household, credit is very important. When we read Conrad a book, we make sure to read him who wrote it and who illustrated it, because that's important. It's not just Llama Llama Red Pajama, all right? Who created Llama Llama Red Pajama? And Dave Damashek did. Here I am misrepresenting. Okay, Megan, we both have football world mentions of the week. Whew, I know you know what mine is. Would you like me to go first?
I will go first because then yours will lead us into our content on this person. Your mensch. My mensch of the week, this is a great feel-good story. Obviously, we know that the Kelce brothers are getting a lot of attention. Mama Kelce's getting a lot of attention. I saw an interview with Papa Kelce as well. But somebody who's not getting as much love as they should is Kylie Kelce. She is the wife of Jason Kelce, and she is 39 weeks pregnant. She will not miss the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
And she is bringing an OBGYN to the Super Bowl with her in case she goes into labor. But I just think this is total commitment to your spouse, wanting to be there, wanting to create this memory. But she's got to be the most uncomfortable she's ever been in her life.
I can't even imagine flying. Is she flying private? Like, that's what I kept wanting to know. I'm like, because we have said before, when Mama Kelsey was flying commercial from Tampa to Kansas City last year, I was like, guys, go in together. $20,000. You're each paying 10. We got to fly, Mom. And then she can fly commercial back to Ohio. I hope she's flying private, because that would be my fear, is that I would go into labor. It would also be my fear if I was on the plane with her. I'd be like, no, this lady's too big. 39 weeks pregnant is so brutal and so uncomfortable. And I'm kudos to her. They already have kids, too. So it's like she's got to be exhausted.
Say her first rodeo.
Yeah, cheers to that OBGYN and her, and I hope it all works out, but it's like, is she going to deliver the baby in Arizona? Ah, I'm scared. Okay. So my mensch, since our last recording, Tom Brady has retired, and I thought that my mensch is Tom Brady, and I was like trying to like put all of these disclaimers on it. I hope the Colts fans like tuned out and then are coming back in. I thought his retirement video was really heartfelt. When he got emotional at it, I thought it to be genuine and sincere. I think it seems like he's maybe had some personal growth because of the things he's lost in his life, i.e. his hot wife. And then this underwear picture came out, and I actually really loved it. And I'm not even saying that from like a physical aspect. Obviously he's like a very handsome man and is great shape. And the reason he puts it out is because there's so much made of his like bad draft photo where he's like in his shorts and he looks like, it looks like a mugshot of an incel. Mm-hmm. So he tweets this out. I just felt it to be so needy and so look at me and so please comment on how my body looks. And okay, to that I say, that is normal. That is how I am. Like, it felt so relatable and approachable that even the GOAT, even like the greatest football player of all time is like, am I pretty? And that is what makes him more down to earth and less Tampa to me, that he still needs that feedback. I know, Megan. And I'm going to see 80 for Brady tonight. I got a whole group together.
I'm going to see 80 for Brady. We've changed our tune on it. We are committed. We're all in. We said we would not be seeing it. We are seeing it. Basically everything that you said about Tom Brady being needy and being so look at me is what makes me despise him even more. The fact that he retired the week leading into the Super Bowl, Tom, you've had so many Super Bowl. You've won seven. Can't you let some of these other guys have their moment? Please. Like, can't you let Patrick Mahomes be the guy for once? Can't you let Jalen Hurts have his moment for once? No, we have to talk about Tom Brady retiring instead of focusing on the game. So let me tell you, making fun of sports listeners, we're not going to make you listen to it for the whole show. We're going to talk about the game that matters. But I just want to say that I probably deserve a raise because I listened to the entire episode of Let's Go, which is Tom Brady's podcast with Jim Gray. Oh my God, he's just insufferable. They had that whole scripted moment a couple weeks ago where Jim asked Tom, so Tom, are you gonna retire? And Tom, like, you know, he's doing his terrible acting where he gets mad. He's like, I'll let you know when I have news. And then a week later, it's like, boom, I'm retiring. I will say I was happy that they had Bill Belichick on as his first guest post-retirement, and it was a totally different side of Bill. It was a relaxed Bill. He was engaged. He was having good conversations. But I would like to point out, on Tom Brady's Instagram post, his little story where he thanked everybody, no picture of him and Bill. We had RKK picture. We had pictures with Randy Moss. We had pictures with pretty much everybody he's ever played with. No Brady Belichick post. I noticed.
I know. You notice everything. You know, you are truly a jilted ex-wife. It is like textbook.
Well, and then he comes out yesterday and he says, oh, I will be starting my broadcasting career with Fox in 2024. And he's like, you know, I just retired. I need time to get good at this. I need time to practice and I need time with my family. So Tom, you need 1 year and then you're going to say, screw the family. I'm back on the road
it's
again.
It's not even like, going to be a year. It's going to be like a week. But I love it. And I want there to be a rom-com about him and Giselle getting back together. That's my dream. I don't know. The world has broken me, and now I like Tom Brady. When people get choked up, when I'm watching people get choked up, it makes me tear up.
Ugh. Well, let me ask you about this picture that you loved.
Yeah, I'm also the person who did pay $999,000 for the sand beneath where he retired.
You've changed.
Yeah. I said, does God want me to go to college?
You hated Brady more than me at one point.
No, and I still don't like him. I just think he's had, like, a fun week.
Oh my God, I think it's the most obnoxious week. Well, since you loved this picture so much, let me ask you about this. Is this Tom Brady's start at dabbling into the world of OnlyFans, which we know has been pretty lucrative for some people? So I started to think, if male professional athletes decided to create OnlyFans pages, who would make the most money?
Well, probably Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, I thought it was going to be male or female, and then I was going with Serena Williams. But, like, Serena would never do that. Obviously, she's, like, a Vogue model.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I could see Jimmy being like, I'll do it. Because he just really, he reaches across the aisle in terms of, like, sports fans and non-sports fans. And I think he would make a pretty penny. Who do you think?
So I made a little list yesterday, and I guess I didn't really realize how hot Henrik Lundqvist is. Oh my God! Saw that hockey player shirtless was very into it.
Has some hunks for sure. That's what all the famous blonde gals marry. The Carrie Underwoods, the Hillary Duffs, Aaron Andrews. They all are with the hockey.
Also didn't realize how hot Cristiano Ronaldo is. Saw some pictures of him.
He's like famously hot.
But I think we've underrated him on this show. We've been giving Jimmy a lot of love.
Well, because we're not soccer gals. But no, when I see the soccer guys, I'm like, okay, I get it.
I also think Brady Quinn could make a great living off of this. We know he's on Fox, but I think he could make more on OnlyFans. But I also think this is something, like, I love hot men. You love hot men. I don't think I would subscribe to anybody's OnlyFans because, let's be real, men's genitalia is not fun to look at.
I would subscribe to my husband's OnlyFans just to keep tabs. Be like, what do we got going on here? He just holds a different sneaker in front of his
privates.
Yes. Tom Brady put his hand. Oh my God. It was like a little boy. Okay. Let's take a quick break and then we will be back. It'll be all Super Bowl. We promise. With maybe a dash of Kyrie.
Building the perfect same game parlay can be time consuming, but with Quick Picks, the Caesars Sportsbook app does the work for you. Quick Picks are pre-built same game parlays that turn today's biggest headlines, storylines, and games into bets. They're quick and easy to use and you can't miss them. They're right on the home screen of your Caesars Sportsbook app. Give them a try. And if you haven't downloaded the app yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake up to $1,250 back as a bet credit.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are back. It is Tuesday. I honestly didn't know. It is Tuesday of Super Bowl week.
You don't know the day. I don't know my name. I know. We're off to a great show.
The people are pouring into Arizona. Megan, should we go? Let's talk about the game itself. The X's and
should
O's.
Should we? Because I think, listen, everybody knows the X's and O's of this game, right? Like the Eagles and the Chiefs. We can get to our picks. We'll tease our picks at the end. But I think we need to get to what we are most excited about for the Super Bowl. And that is the halftime.
Rihanna.
This is Rihanna, our girl. Rihanna is performing. I want to let you know, in preparation for this podcast, I have been listening to Rihanna since 10 a.m. and it is now 2:10 Eastern time.
You were writing the rundown going, work, 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 work.
When I used to live in Lexington, Kentucky, because I was interning there for a minute, that was right when the work video came out, and my roommate and I, who's a total random from Craigslist, we used to do, we'd try to dance to the music
video. Your friend.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of
fun. Do you keep in contact?
Via Instagram.
Okay, great. That's contest. Yes.
But anyways, Rihanna is performing, and there are a lot of prop bets going on right now. You can bet on pretty much anything Super Bowl related. Perhaps the biggest prop bet as it relates to Rihanna is which song will be played first. My initial instinct was it had to be We Found Love. And then I said,
one of my favorites.
No, it's got to be Work. And now I am dead set. It is going to be SOS. You can get that at plus 1,000 right now. I've listened to her music all morning. I think SOS is that great bop that will really get the people on their feet. But there has been sharp.
Where have you been all my life? Okay, sorry. It's just going to be really hard for me to. SOS, to play to a stadium of people is a little like a bad omen, because you're saying we are in distress, and like, I don't know if that's a great signal to shoot out there. I think
her newest
song is Lift Me Up from the Black Panther soundtrack, and it is like, it feels very spiritual. It's slower. I think she's gonna, I love when they cram in as many songs as possible, you know, because I'm like, all I need is 30 to 45 seconds. I don't need the full song. Like, if it ends up being just 15 choruses, I'll go, that was the best thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm like, we don't need to get to, like, any other part of the song. That I think she could maybe start spiritually, like, lift me up, and she's, like, rising through a stage. I don't know.
I don't think so, because you got to play the hits. I didn't hear Lift Me Up for a while, whereas, you know, songs like We Found Love, Umbrella, SOS, those are all classics.
I think she's going to end on Umbrella. That would be my gut. Because that's the greatest song. Umbrella, that's in my top five songs of all time. It's so good. Okay, which brings me to my other point.
I could also see her starting like with diamonds and being raised up from the ground in a beautiful diamond outfit.
Yes.
I think that could be a moment.
I said this brings me to my other point. I hadn't yet made a point. So I guess this brings me to my first point, which is cameos. And we, last year's, I guess the cameo was 50 Cent hanging upside down. And it did seem like he was stuck there. And I was very concerned for his well-being. But it was so many artists last time. Eminem was in the Super Bowl halftime show last time. So I think he's out.
So you can bet on him. He is one of the favorites. I think you can get him right now at plus 300 to be there. I'm with you. I think he can't come back again.
No.
We've seen enough of you. And then his daughter just got engaged. Be with your daughter. No.
Haley? Great. Yeah, I'm happy for Haley. Yesterday. Okay, so I think the other possibility, she does a lot of collaborations. Calvin Harris, who is a DJ, dated Taylor Swift, is a very successful, probably one of the most successful music producers. I don't know if he's like a name, like a face. I don't know if he comes out and we love it. Drake, they have a lot of songs together, but they also have a very, like, kind of, he was in love with her and putting up billboards for her to be his girlfriend, where it's like, what about Paul McCartney? Now, they do have that bop together, but it's also with Kanye. And so then I go, well, then we got to factor in the whole Kanye about.
Kanye right now, it's betting, I think he's also like around 300 to come back.
Not a chance.
I don't see it either. I think he's far too controversial right now.
If any state loves him, it's probably Arizona, though. I could see Arizona rallying behind Kanye.
I know. It's just so hard because some of Kanye's early hits are so great, and I just have to tell myself now that I need to turn
that
it off.
I love that song that the three of them do together. Now, my hope is it's not a man. My honest hope is that she headlines it by herself. Like, we don't actually need anyone else. Do you think there's any women that could potentially come out?
Well, Paul McCartney is my celebrity crush, and I understand that he's 80 years old, but I'm into old men. Yeah. And I would be thrilled if he came up there. And I think it would be a way for the show to reach a lot of audiences. So last year, I think it was one of the best halftime shows I've ever seen. But then, like, you know, listening to Sal, our boss, he was like, all these young people, why did they think it was the best they've ever saw? It was, like, tweeting on the internet. And, like, a lot of the older
crowd. It wasn't for young people. No, that was for old people.
It was for millennials. Millennials last year. It was for our generation.
Because like, I think there were younger people being like, what are these songs? I think now we're old people.
Which is a very weird thing. But I do think Paul McCartney could make this for everybody. Well, maybe not for the younger crowd, but we don't really care about them. They stop. You're just going to watch it on TikTok anyways. So I hope it's just her. Maybe, do we get Lizzo? Lizzo's so hot right now.
My gut is anyone who has the potential to do the Super Bowl by themselves will not be, but sometimes that's a good like bridge to it. To
Missy
be, like,
Elliott is
waters.
A common, like, here she is, you know?
Oh, I love Missy. But she's guested before, right?
She was in one recently.
Yeah. So then you sort of are like, oh, are we retreading? I hope it's just Rihanna by herself. What if she brings the baby out?
Would love it.
Lift me up and she lifts him up like Simba.
Is the baby going to have the headphones on?
Of course. But I bet they'll be like bedazzled. Yeah, he has to. Ugh, I love that baby.
Okay, so make your pick right now as we put the pin on it. You have to pick. Which song does she open to and who is the guest that comes with her?
I'm going to say Please Don't Stop the Music she opens with. And I'm going to say my guest is Paul McCartney.
There's been sharp line movement on Don't Stop the Music. So I think that is a good pick. I'm sticking with SOS. If it's not SOS, you guys, the backup pick is Diamonds. And she's going to arise from the ground dressed in all diamonds. I think we get Drake.
Ugh. I'm so out on Drake. Okay. Other things surrounding the Super Bowl, it is obviously the Kelce Bowl, and then also a little bit of the Andy Reid Bowl. I did not realize that Nick Sirianni came from Kansas City, used to coach there, was the wide receivers coach, and then I didn't know that. And they were like, there's a bit of a chip on the shoulder because Andy Reid didn't retain him. I mean, that's just like how it goes, though. You bring in your own staff. Are there any other storylines that interest you at all?
Gosh, this is tough. I think Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, two black quarterbacks playing against each other, and the fact that they're both a little bit banged up. I think we're not giving Mahomes enough credit for what he did last week. Instead, we're like paying more attention to the refs. He's been phenomenal, so I love that. The game itself, I think what's exciting about this is it's basically a pick 'em, right? So the Eagles are favored by 1.5. This is going to be a close game. It's going to be fun, and this is what we deserve after this crazy football season.
The number one seed against the number one seed
It's great. There's two of the best teams. We couldn't ask for it to be better. I love the Super Bowl prop bets. Absolutely love them. And there are so many that we can bet on. Obviously, we mentioned some of them with Rihanna, but also commercials. And Megan, you are a writer. You work in Hollywood. You know the biz with these commercials. And they cost a ton of money to put together. What I don't like about Super Bowl commercials in the year 2023, we already know like half of them are going to be out.
I hate that.
Like, I want to be surprised. I've already seen the Clueless commercial that is going to air on Super Bowl Sunday.
I don't know what the trend is. It seems like this happened maybe 5 years ago, and it must be something within ad agency business that they're like, oh, we're spending so much money on these, like, let's get them out a few days before, and then people can already know their favorites and be watching for them. No. But can't we just, people go, there's no surprises left in the world. Can't we just like wait? Is it because people are at parties and talking? I really don't understand doing that. I'm totally with you. My prop bet for the commercials though is I'm going to set the over under at 5 for people I will know in commercials. And I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the over on that.
I will take the under for me. I won't know anybody in any of these commercials. But over, under, BK, have it your way, you rule, song commercials, I'm going to set at 2.5 and I'm taking the over. I think we get at least 3 of these. This would really fix my anger towards Super Bowl commercials. If BK comes out with a new jingle for Super Bowl Sunday, I will be over the moon. So will my husband, because he now mutes it because I just sing it all the time. I started singing it at work. I had to go to the TV locker room to do an interview, and I was singing, locker, locker, TV locker, interviews in TV locker. And everyone was like, Megan, you gotta stop. You really got to stop this BK thing. But I sing it to everything that is going on in my life. So BK, please play it. We're taking the over. Come up with a new jingle too. I'm here for all of the You Rule commercials.
Now, can we give our picks?
For what? For the game?
Yes.
Yeah, of course we can give our picks for the game. Are you ready? Have you thought about this?
I thought I was going to be like controversial. And I thought this before Eddie even gave us the inside scoop. I do think there is something to be said for the fact that this Chiefs team has, like, been in a big game before. And it's mostly the same core minus Tyreek. So we everyone is so big on this Eagles team. But this is a overachieving team that was not necessarily expected to do this, and everything has clicked on all cylinders. I think they might be still a little tiny, tiny bit green for the situation. And I think the Chiefs kind of, we have been here, this is ours, we are the underdogs. I think all of that helps them. And when you count out the Chiefs, and this is why I was the only person who picked them on the extra points team, I'm still missing a lot of payments from that.
Oh, I gotta do it. I'm gonna do it right now.
Like a lot.
I'm sorry.
I think like 3 people have paid me, and it's like, I got a mortgage, okay? I think when you discount this Chiefs team, you make a grave mistake. And so I think the Chiefs are gonna surprise people, and I think they're gonna win.
Hang on, give me 1 second. I'm paying you right now, Megan Gailey. $20? All right, I'm paying you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I got extra.
Football. Okay. Sorry, everybody. Eddie, you could edit that out, or you could leave it in. I don't really care. No. Either way. Okay, Megan, you're paid. Martin, you're still not getting paid for me. Sorry about it, but you lost our football, so I blame you. Anyways, back to the big game, as we call it. Chiefs-Eagles. Megan, I love your pick. Because we're on the same wavelength here. I love the Chiefs in this game. Weirdly, although they've been a number one seed, I feel like they've been underrated. You know, this is a team that is dominant. They've done nothing but beat everybody they've had to beat to get here to this situation. And I know I'm speaking in generics right now, but what really sticks out the most to me about this Eagles team is their opponents throughout the season, and specifically the quarterbacks that they've faced. And I've heard this on several podcasts, so I know people are like, you're stealing this from this one. It's a known fact, but it needs to be talked about more. The quarterbacks that they've beat are nowhere near Mahomes. Mahomes with one foot, one leg, and one arm could beat these quarterbacks that the Eagles have beat. So I just don't think that they're quite ready for it. I'm sorry, Philly fans, but you're going to have a Super Bowl loss this weekend. We're going with the Chiefs.
It's one of those things. I like both teams. I think both coaches are fun. I think both fan bases are rabid, sometimes too rabid. And I would be interested in that man celebrating by eating horse poop again. So I'm not going to be upset if either team wins. My gut is saying Chiefs.
Eddie, Megan, you got to get that guy on our show. Note right now, horse poop eating guy. We need to talk to him.
It was the number one thing I wanted to do at the NFL, and they would not let me. Just to find him and, you know, find out what his wife said the day after, because you know he's married. He has to be.
How much would it cost for you to eat horse poop?
Oh, how much are we talking? A spoonful? Probably 10 grand.
I think I'd do it for $5 if nobody knows. 10, you could do a whole video on it.
Wow.
Before we move on, what color will the Gatorade be? You could get yellow at +125, orange at +250, purple +650, red +700, clear +700, and blue +900. What are you going with?
Oh boy, clear.
Clear. Okay.
Yeah. Clear. I think they're, you know, it's 2023. We can do whatever we want.
+700 is a great, great odds, especially if the Chiefs win. So I'm going to go with that.
Well, I guess clear, tricky, because then people may think it's water and then is Gatorade mad. Speaking of what people will be consuming, what are your plans? Where are you watching? What are you making?
Watching at home. Here in my humble abode, just my husband and I. Maybe we'll invite some people over. Mm-hmm. I am not the chef in the family, so I do not have the menu put together, but my husband has been crafting it. He's been working on it. I will be in charge of probably making some sort of dip, yep, a vegetable dip, a cheese board, because cheese boards are my specialty, okay, and I will be supplying the natural wine and sour beer, because those are my two favorite things.
Okay. I am, CJ's going to be out of town.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, but he is going to Boston to do something cool.
I'll be in Boston Saturday. Maybe we should connect.
Link up. Yes, he will be there. He will be working with Boston athlete. And then he's actually going...
Luke Cornett? That's insane.
Then he's going to Florida to work with a cool Florida athlete.
Tyler Hero? Wow.
No, yeah.
Luke Cornett and Tyler Hero. These are great guests.
He's only going to work with Tyler Hero to find out dating tips. I'm going to be a single mom, but my best friend from high school is going to be visiting. So Conrad, my best friend, and I was able to invite myself over to a party. That's like really my number one skill, is to text people and go, can I come? I will be fun. I will bring things. So I was like, I'll touch base. I just spent this past weekend in Indiana. They got dips. Things I've never heard of. And then I'm like showing CJ on the FaceTime. He goes, why don't you make any of this stuff? I go, you can take the girl out of Indiana, but the Indiana's been taken out of the girl. So I know there's going to be delicious stuff. My friend whose house I'm going to, though, she says that she has a baking dish that's in the shape of a horse's head. Mm-hmm. And so I might go get it ahead of time and make a horse-shaped brownie in support of the Colts without the Colts actually being in the game.
I like that. You're never gonna give up on your team. That's a good idea. My project this week is my friend is getting a kidney transplant, so I am getting a kidney cake made. So that will be my contribution.
That's really nice. This week. Speaking of Sean Payton,
The Broncos and Sean Payton has. There we go. We got a little transition. We knew it was coming together.
He has accepted the Broncos job. I think this was kind of surprising to a lot of different people because it doesn't seem like the best job out there. But you have to remember at this time last year, everybody was hot on the Broncos and it was like all they needed is a quarterback. And then they got Russell Wilson and it was a disaster. And there has now been this clip going around where Sean Payton is like, Russell Wilson's quarterback coach is not going to be in here. And it's kind of been a big to do because it's like, oh, he's laying down the law. One, I don't think this is that big of a deal. Two, I think the man will probably be there to some extent. That's just...
very similar to what happened in New England with Tom Brady, because obviously Tom Brady has his body coach, who is Alex Guerrero, and it's more than just a coach. Like, this is Tom Brady's now life partner, especially because Giselle is out of the picture. I mean, they invested in a business together. This is somebody that Tom really confides in and needs around, and it seems to me like Russell Wilson's coach is the same way. So it is interesting to see him put his foot down. I think this is the Broncos.
Publicly. Yes. And quickly, and seemingly maybe without even having a conversation with Russ.
This could cause tension in the locker room. I think the hiring of Sean Payton for the Broncos is ownership's way of saying, listen, this is our last resort. We spent all the money. We built this team. It was a disaster. We need to get a good coach in here. We need to get the best possible option. That is Sean Payton. Bring him along. We'll give up whatever they want for him. And he's laying down the law. But it does seem that Russell Wilson lost the locker room last year. I think that, like, you can't even question that. No, none of his teammates. None of his teammates respected him. So maybe this is the way publicly you get the locker room, because you say, listen, I'm the new man here. This is a new team.
I'm the new sheriff in town. I'm swinging my stick all over.
Yeah. That's right. And he is riding the horse of the Broncos too. I'm really liking this horse thing. I think I'm stretching it a little bit. But anyways, this is what's going to happen. And Russ is just going to have to deal with it, because he didn't play well enough to get his way.
Right. Another pony I'd like to touch on is everyone has a coach now. Minus the Cardinals and the Colts, I believe.
Yes. I think you're getting Jeff Saturday. I don't know.
So I was, you know, spending time in Indiana. I do have some inside sources.
All right, let's hear it.
I was trying to, you know, check the temperature. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get Jeff Saturday.
You are.
And I talked to my parents this morning. They've already paid for their season tickets. So my dad goes, the money left the bank account. So if it's Jeff Saturday, it's Jeff Saturday. I think you're right. I think it's taking so long, because they're going to go, we really looked like that. Like, basically, they lifted up one couch cushion and then said, oh, wow, we found Jeff Saturday. Good. I don't even want to dwell on it. It makes me so sad. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We have just a few little bits and bots from other sports. Okay, we are back. Kyrie Irving has been traded, and Kyrie Irving has been traded from the Nets to the Mavs, but it's not official yet, and it seems like it may be falling apart. It's really, the Nets are like a full-blown disaster in a way that is kind of depressing. Ben Simmons has no trade value. We all know that. Kevin Durant probably is going to want to get out of there. LeBron is sad, tweeted like an emo, maybe it's me. And it's like, it's interesting, because LeBron is going to break the scoring record probably
Thursday
or the 9th. And we were going to be at the game on the 9th. And now CJ has to leave to go out of town. And he's really sad.
You should still go.
I have a child and I need to stay home. He's going to have this incredible, crazy thing happen, a monumental big deal for his career, but it's coming in the midst of like a really bad season where he couldn't even get his friend, quote unquote friend, to come and play with him. I'm hearing that he is furious with Jeannie Buss, furious with Rob Pelinka, feels like he has been misled about what pieces they were going to put around him. You also, though, got to go, LeBron, the pieces are limited because you did bring some friends here and it has not worked out, and I love them. But it's got to have to be bittersweet to some extent. Like, do you think, I need to step out, I need, because I'm living with a crazy
You're
person.
You're too close
that's like,
to
they
it,
can,
yeah.
They can go on a run. And I'm like, a run to 7-Eleven? Not to the championship. Like, could this scoring world historic title, like, can this propel them into some sort of streak?
I think LeBron needs to look at himself in the mirror here. And you said he did bring friends with him, and they're limited. Like, LeBron is the general manager of this team. everything that they're going through right now is his doing, right? And I think this season is already gone. The Lakers are not going to win anything. He needs to tip his hat. Well, I mean, listen, this accomplishment, as you mentioned, is historic. It's a monumental night for him, and it's a monumental night for the NBA. But I think this just becomes a LeBron show. This is not about the Lakers. This team's going nowhere, and it's LeBron's fault. Sorry, but it is.
All right. Clip it, send it to my husband. Now,
can we talk about Kyrie, though, for just a quick sec? Because Kyrie was behaving far too normal for too long. I almost forgot that he was anti-Semitic because he's just been out of the news.
He says he's not. He says he's not.
Okay.
He says he's not.
Anymore. Anyways,
I'm not
Kyrie.
Laughing. I'm not laughing.
He's nuts. He thinks the earth is flat. He's absolutely insane. When he was in Boston, he told everybody that he would be back next year, and then he blew that whole thing up. Like, you cannot trust this man. So for the Mavs to get him on the team, like, why does anybody want this guy? He's a walking disaster. And even when things are going well, just wait. They're going to go south. This is nuts. He demanded a trade. This is after Kevin Durant. I mean, I don't know when the last time he did a calf raise was, but Kevin Durant at the beginning of the year, he said, it's me or the coach. He got his way. And now he has Kyrie walking out of him. I do feel bad for Kevin Durant in this situation, and I feel bad for all of the Nets players because Kyrie is the worst person in the NBA. He's the worst. He should be the moron of the week every week. I can't stand Kyrie. I cannot stand him.
He does not infuriate me in the way that he does other people, and he really should, because I honestly think he's just a troll, and, you know, I'm really struggling with my trolls lately. But I honestly thought his announcement would have been, I'm retiring. It does not, he's still so good. He doesn't, but it seems with all the stuff around it, it's so contentious and joyless. I really wonder what is going to happen, what the dynamic between him and Luka is even going to be like, because there have been whispers that maybe Luka is a bit of a, it's not diva, but difficult to play with. And now, and I'm not saying that's true, I'm just saying I have heard that from multiple people of, like, I don't know if Luka has what it takes to, like, be able to have a bunch of people around him to leverage him to victory. And now it's like, you're bringing in a true wild card, like a wild card that's also on fire, and being like, let's see. So it seems I thought he would only go to the Lakers because it's like, you have LeBron vouching for you. That's the only deal that gets done. And then he goes to the Mavs, and I'm blindsided by it. Megan, I want to touch on one other thing before we leave. So Purdue men's basketball played IU this weekend, and they lost. And I was with a bunch of Purdue graduates, and they all kept being like, I'm so glad I'm not home. My husband's going to be so mad. Like, seven of them said that. And I was like, ooh, thank God. That's, well, and then I go, oh, yeah, I have crazy Lakers, man. So Purdue loses to IU, retains the number one ranking because college basketball is kind of reeling.
Really wonky then, this year.
And then you sent a text to myself and IU alum, Dave Damashek, where you said you were rooting for IU because you have to follow the money. And I just thought, myself and a 7'4" Asian Canadian was enough for you, but I guess it's not.
Megan, you know that I like to gamble, especially on Saturdays when I get home from the airport and I am not leaving the couch all day. There is nothing better than just sitting there and betting on a bunch of games and usually losing money. However, I watched all of College Game Day, and they told me this is the week that Purdue falls. This is the week Purdue falls to Indiana. What is better than college basketball in Indiana, right? Mm-hmm. I know all of these other places want to take your thunder. Indiana does it different. So I love this game. It's historic. I know Carolina Duke is trying to take the spotlight. Nobody Neither cares. Of them are even ranked. No one cares. We got the Cameron Crazies. No, the game that I care about is Purdue against IU. And it was a business decision. I had to put my money on IU. And it was honestly a huge letdown because I texted you and Dave Damashek to stir the pot, because that is what I love to do, is stir the pot. And it worked on your end because you were upset. Dave replied 3 days later and said, oh, I didn't watch the game. So thanks a lot, Dave.
And then was like, I don't even really care. Meanwhile, I'm buzzed, very upset at a rural lake house.
I was just trying to create a little controversy here, just, you know, drop a couple bombs. And Dave replying 3 days later made it even funnier. If he just never replied at all, we wouldn't be talking about it right now. But the fact that it was 3 days later was great. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for, thanks for coming.
All right. Speaking of Dave, I'm so excited to see the video that they're cooking up in Arizona. Thank you all so much for listening this week. So excited to watch along with all of you, tweet, emote, feel Rihanna in our veins for, gosh, the next like 5 days.
SOS, baby, SOS. Oh, also, just got to point this out one time before we leave. While listening to Rihanna, I was transported back to high school, driving around in my car, just screaming different songs, crying over different songs. Us high school gals, I mean, man, we go through it with the heartbreak because every high school girl I know has driven around in her car crying. So thank you, Rihanna, for being there for me during that difficult time in my life.
I never had a boyfriend in high school.
Wow.
I'm not telling you I never cried about boys, but I never had a boyfriend.
And you were still prom queen.
Yeah. A virgin prom queen. I mean, now that is a miracle.
All right, everybody. On that note, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.